Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So Kurt Suzuki is now the manager of the Los Angeles Angels. He had a special assistant job last year with the Angels. Do you think maybe he used his relationships to get this job?
Maybe, but I'll never argue anytime somebody signs a former catcher to be their manager. I don't know why that position works so well as a manager, but when you look at some of the best in the game, and you know you love some of them, Joe Girardi.
I do.
Joe Torre. I mean, you can start looking at all. Like, there's been so many guys that have had success. Like, even David Ross with the Cubs, like, as a backup catcher. You're like, really? That's who you wanted? And then you watch some of these guys as managers, you're going, he gets it. And maybe it is watching the whole game from the view he has, seeing everything, being involved in every single play of the game. But yeah, I don't have a problem with it. I was a little surprised that, I mean, ultimately I thought if they were going to hire somebody, if somebody was going to hire Pujols, it would be them. And when they backed out, it's like, then it gives me a little bit of pause.
The maybe fact they just, that they didn't hire Pujols, you just said it.
Maybe they just like Suzuki way more.
Scott Service, his name's being tossed around for the Orioles. How you feel about that?
Yeah, that's not one I want, man. It's not, there's nothing about him when I watched him managing going, yeah, I wish that guy was my manager. Now, again, if they see something, sometimes it's new strokes or different strokes for different folks. You get to a new team, things work out. I'm not going to argue with whoever they hire because I know they're going through it and interviewing everybody. But I don't know that there's much difference between Scott Service and Tony Mancelino, in my opinion. One just got the coach.
I'd rather have Tony Mancelino. If you're hiring somebody new, I'd rather have Tony Mancelino. If you're hiring somebody with some experience, okay, go with them. Good experience, not bad experience.
I just don't think he has a shot, man. Do you?
With Mancelino?
Yeah, I just
think. More and more that we keep going on with this thing, no, I don't. Because I think if he had a shot, the plug would have been pulled on him. If you're really pulling, because I believe, we haven't heard reports, but I believe the Orioles have probably talk to some people.
Yeah, I don't think Scott Service was a great baseball player, but he did way more as a baseball player than he did as a manager.
He was a catcher too, right?
Was he? Yeah, he was. Maybe I shouldn't argue with this.
For the Mariners.
Yeah. He was. He caught for the Astros, the Cubs, the Giants, the Rockies, the Giants, the Astros.
Never the Mariners.
And then he managed the Mariners from 2016 to 2024. But again, as we've talked about, I feel like they had a lot of disappointing seasons there. I feel like they were one of those middling teams. He has a winning record, but what does that mean? Like, in the grand scheme of things, you were 668 and 624. You manage one more season, you could be right around 500, depending on which team you take over. Mm-hmm. You know, so
I'm with you.
I when I heard that name, I went, isn't that just kind of eh? Like, don't you want to, like, even if they made a splash with Albert Pujols, it's a big name. And there's certain things to like about it, even though I would rather have somebody with experience.
I think that's where they're going. I just had that feeling.
What,
that's
Pujols?
Where they're going. Yeah.
I got to admit, though, it'd be kind of cool interviewing them a couple times a year. And
I think that's where they're going.
Here's what's happening. They're going out there. You know, he's a baseball lifer. It just sounds weird. And I know we've talked about this the other day. Great baseball players, can they become great managers? I think they can, but we really haven't seen many.
Nope.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We have Murph in Perry Hall. What's up, Murph?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, guys. Listen, I called in about 2 weeks ago about the managerial situation. And the response was kind of okay, but I did say 2 weeks ago I would love to see Bob Melvin as our manager. He's a great catcher. He did some great things with some mediocre teams, and catchers make fantastic managers.
Yeah, they do make fantastic managers. I don't doubt that. But I guess my question to you is, what great things did he do with what mediocre team?
Well,
because the 2012 Angels were not a mediocre team when he won 94-96 games. They were not mediocre.
They were not mediocre, Rob, but they weren't the Dodgers. Let's
but no one's the Dodgers, but what was their roster though? They didn't have a mediocre roster. They had Kirk Suzuki. They had Coco Chris, Josh Reddick. They had a good team back then. They had a really good pitching staff as well.
I think he did a lot with, I mean, look, that was a team that with this money ball build and all the other stuff that they'd been doing, I think you're right. I think they had pieces there, but they weren't as talented as anybody else in their division. Good pitching.
Mm-hmm.
I think the hitting left a lot to be desired. And the weird thing with where I think things changed for the A's is when they made a decision to let Miguel Tejada walk and pay Eric Chavez. And then if you remember, I get it, whichever way you were going, I think I would have paid Tejada and let Chavez walk or not be cheap and try to keep both of my guys because we know they're a cheap organization. That's we'll see if they spend more money when they get to Vegas, but this is how the A's have been built since the 90s.
I got an anonymous tip. We pivot a little bit because we got to say this. We have to say this because I would hate for this to come out later and for someone to say, well, Rob and Jeremy, I got an anonymous tip saying that there were players in the Ravens locker room that wanted the games removed.
Okay.
There were an anonymous tip.
Now, if that's...
That goes against what the Sun Paper reported. Sun Paper says coaches.
This is the one thing I hate about our job is that we got to rely on other people that have information and that write stories.
Right.
And then you're talking about it, going off of what they said.
Right.
And then now it's you're hearing from someone else, it could be the exact opposite. And if that's the case, then yeah, the coaching staff deserves a ton of apologies. But I think this is this something where they both had something to do with it, or the player kind of went over the top and said, look, this has to happen.
Now, if I'm telling you the listeners is an anonymous tip, it's not another listener who heard from somebody who heard from somebody. It's from someone that I think to be credible, had to have a lot of credibility, or else I would not say this. Again, Baltimore Sun reports it was coaches. From an anonymous tip that I got about 10 minutes ago, it says players had something to do with having the games removed.
And who was it? Was it you, Joe, that pointed out that Lamar said told Marlon to turn the damn camera off in the locker room?
That was like 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, I could see some of the guys getting tired of the podcasting, the other stuff. I don't know that the games have any fault of that, but like, if you have a couple of star players, we did have a caller earlier and said, what if that was the case? What if Roquan spoke up? And I'm going, I don't think Roquan's the one.
Well, maybe that caller heard something. Maybe that caller's the one that heard something.
Maybe that caller's your anonymous source.
He's not my anonymous source.
You don't know. Maybe disguised his voice.
No,
this ain't Raymond.
It was a text.
The players did it.
It was a text. And again, I think if I didn't say that based on the source,
no, you got to.
I would be irresponsible.
Because, like, again, we're... In what we're doing, we're going off of what the report is. And that's where we say, like, this is where you hate the anonymous stuff, but people aren't going to give their sources. And in this day and age in media, what do we have?
Folks, trust my source.
Oh, I know.
That was last year when Lamar told Marlon to turn the camera off. It was after they almost blew the game against the Cowboys.
Yeah.
So they're on the team playing. Marlon's on Instagram Live. He pans to Lamar. And then Marlon's like, do you want to say something?
He's
you better turn the damn camera off.
I remember that now.
And he's like, you should focus on the fact that we almost lost this game.
Yeah, I remember
that. No, he's going to eat 50 glizzies in 50 different states. That's right. What he tweeted out yesterday.
So, again, just got a tip about 10 minutes ago from an anonymous source that says the players did have something to do with the games being removed from the locker room.
Fair enough.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.